We're going to go live to the US right now to talk to Ryan Ballingy. Now, Ryan runs one of the biggest golfing websites in America and indeed the world, thegolfnewsnet.com. Ryan, good morning.
Ben, thanks for having me on.
It's good to hear that he's okay.
It is. I mean, the immediate thought was that the worst possible outcome could have happened here, and it certainly probably has happened to other people on this road in the Rancho Palos Verdes area, just about a half hour, depending on traffic, south of Los Angeles. Fortunately, Wood seems to be okay in terms of non-life-threatening injuries, per someone from the spokesman from the Los Angeles County Sheriff's Department. He's in surgery or has been in surgery, and we'll find out more from the L.A. County Sheriff at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific, when he holds a news conference to update on the situation.
He was hoping to get back on tour after his fifth major back operation, so that's now in major doubt.
It is, and he projected on Sunday as host of the Genesis Invitational, the tournament which brought him to Los Angeles. He was speaking on CBS TV, and he was not very clear as to whether or not he was even going to be able to compete at the Masters come April with the condition in his back. This seems to confirm that it's almost impossible for him to be able to compete by then, probably further pushing out any projected comeback date from that microdiscectomy he had after playing with his son in a father-son tournament in Florida in December.
I'll tell you what, he's had some car troubles in the past, hasn't he?
He has, and he has been arrested for driving under the influence. He did that in Florida when he was leaving his restaurant in the Jupiter, Florida area a number of years ago. That's not to say that any kind of substance was involved in this situation. There's nothing to suggest that at this point, based on what the Los Angeles County Sheriff had said. They did not perform a toxicology test on Woods on site. They did say they found him conscious, and they were able to extract him from the vehicle. But beyond that, we don't know what caused the accident.
They'll be getting to the bottom of that, Ryan. Thank you very much for jumping on the line in Australia.
Thank you.
Ryan Ballingy, who's from thegolfnewsnet.com in the US.